What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
Hey, ladies and gents, we are back with another highlight reel from season 9. In this episode, we are going to talk with Natalie Thomas. She is actually a therapist, and we talked about a lot of different things: imposter syndrome, perfectionism, because I know that's, you know, as far as being a business owner, we got a little bit of that in us. We want to make sure we give it all that we have. And so this episode, definitely we're talking about wellness, but all the different things as far as components that come with it. So definitely take a listen. If you're watching on YouTube, amazing. But thank you again for all of your support. And remember to go to our social media and vote for season 10. We need your help. Other than that, we'll see you in the episode, and we'll see you for our new episodes for season 10.
What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
I may not even have that long to unplug, depending on how long my day is, but I make sure I get at least 30 minutes where I cut off the phones, the ringers, the TV, and just sit, and sometimes doing nothing. So Natalie is a former educator, mental health. I call myself an expert because I love all things mental health, and just varied background. We never reach out for tools. We never reach out for strategies. We just have conversations about it. And I just saw that, and that was just something that really inspired me. During the pandemic, it was super stressful. And I said, oh, I have to pivot. And I thought, at my big age, can I really be pivoting out here? Sometimes people get a therapist, it's not a good fit. They don't use the modalities that really work for them, and they quit.
I want to tap into the problem solving portion of it, because like you mentioned, it's a difference because the conversation piece needs to happen, but also what are we going to do as far as the growth portion of it?
You didn't come in here because you were feeling good. You came in here because you're angry. You came in here because you're grieving. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for teens at this point. For 18 years, had 30 to 60 minutes to get this right. These youth are tapped in. Okay, like I love these babies. They know something ain't right. The things that happened in our past definitely show up in our present. There's no way we can run from it. Let's take these opportunities to really look at the past, where you are now, so that the future can be transformed into something super great. Sometimes people do self-medicate. And so maybe my client isn't drinking wine every night. You know, maybe they are fine taking some different strategies and skills. And so I just love to see them transformed.
I am beautiful, that I am worthy. I am these things.
Self-talk, you know, I tell everyone it can make you or break you. Everybody can generally identify that one area that is really keeping them up at night.
Because in school, that was passing. A B.
That was a B, though. That was passing.
Right. And so when she said that really resonated with me, because I am somebody, of course, like, especially with me helping out clients, with me doing the things to make sure that we get the results, because you're paying me for results. So I need to make sure that we do the best that we can and get those results for you. How should we take that in? Even, you know, high school, kids have to worry about this too. And also as grownups, we have to worry about this as well. Does it look like to walk away from that perfect mindset to say, today I'm okay with 80%?
Yeah. So I call myself a perfectionist in recovery. Mm-hmm. And in our counseling programs, we have to go to therapy. And so I went in thinking, oh, I'm good, you know, because once again, I grew up in a home where my mom always, hey, read this book, read, I listen to podcasts, you know, I'm a believer. I do a lot of prayer, like, Lord, show me these things. And so I honestly went in thinking, okay, I'm good, you know. And the first thing my therapist said was, but you're a perfectionist. And I thought, no, I'm not. He's like, yeah, you're a control freak. Because perfectionists are control freaks. I wouldn't have called it anxiety because I had normalized it. But I totally had anxiety. Like you said, if you're a perfectionist, and 9 times out of 10, they're exactly like I was. No, I'm not. And I'll say, tell me about your health. Because they didn't come to me for that. So I don't bring it up. We solve the problem that they've come for. And I would say, I'm a perfectionist. Not knowing how negative that really is. Like this practice where I'm able to do my thing, work how I want to work, and get my results. Because once again, I'm in recovery, but we're even in recovery, you still want results. I tell my clients to go to get help, to seek help. So I had to do that as well and really get a mentor who was able, who not even mental health mentor, but a mentor who just outside of this space, who was able to say, you know what? That definitely was my low of questioning myself, questioning my services, and just trying to navigate that and figure that out while also being a new entrepreneur. All of that is super stressful. And so I knew I had to get some help with that. And so one service that we've added this year for 2025 is to actually get into the schools to become providers for staff development, for parent education. And we have been approved for 4 districts at this point. As a former educator, education is the number one stressed field. So they are the most stressed professionals, and we're just excited to be able to help them. Mm-hmm. To work in schools, you don't just pick up the phone and say, hey, I want to come in. You actually have to submit a proposal. The proposal has lots of components to it. They vet you. They look at all, they even look at your financials. Like, should we pay you? So before I took any entrepreneur classes, before I started the business, before I filed the paperwork, I worked on mindset, because if you're not ready, you get to that program that you paid for, you get to that class you paid for, and you say, why am I here? What am I doing? It's hard to hear that you think you're ready for change and you're not. I feel like that happens to us. If we're not ready to absorb this new information, this new change, it rushes over us. I get a lot of feedback like, oh, we really love what you're doing, because we post tips, we post inspiration, we post information.
All right. So lastly, we have our motivational moment. With our motivational moment, it could be a Bible verse. It could be a quote. Come to me, all you are, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And this is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. I'm going to have me a partner, and he is going to help and support me to where I can go take me a nap. He is going to take them kids outside, and I am going to go in this room, and I'm going to take me a nap. And I'm going to put that in the air, in the atmosphere, from my mouth to God's ears, because I need my naps.
But I feel like that scripture is like, hey, listen, this is not what we're doing. I'm telling you, it is okay. I am giving you permission to rest. Just make sure that you're better tomorrow than you are today, and be patient with yourself on that journey.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.